Hello, I'm AJ Green, your host, and welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. And today I'm interviewing someone that is very dear to me. She has seven kids of her own and 11 more grandkids.
Well, great.
Oh, four great grandkids and 11 more grandkids. And welcome my grandmother, Marva Lee Green. So we're just going to get right into it. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born in Beaumont, Texas in 1936, and I grew up there also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was your childhood home like?
Oh, my childhood life was good. Mm-hmm. I grew up with, in the beginning, it was my mother, father, and three brothers. Unfortunately, my father died when I was six. Mm-hmm. My mother was a widow for about 4 or 5 years, so those were kind of lean years. Mm-hmm. But even with that, I grew up and I had a very good time. Mm-hmm. I attended a lot of church services and, mm-hmm. and different types of things they had going on for the young people there. And I worked with them. I sang in the choir, mm-hmm. and I belonged to a couple organizations there. And my childhood was normal, but very nice. Mm-hmm.
So would you say that you were more lower class, middle class, higher class? Would you say you're like lower class, middle class, or higher class? Were you like poor? Were you rich? Were you?
I was poor. Mm-hmm. We were poor. We were very mm-hmm. poor. I think everybody in my age group during that time, pretty much a lot of people was mm-hmm. poor. There was okay. time.
Okay. So the next question is, did you have many childhood friends? And if you did, what were their names? And are you still friends with them now?
Yes, I had a lot of childhood friends. Like I said, I was associated with the church. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of organizations there. And I have Rosetta's, Phillips and Bernice mm-hmm. Phillips, Darlene Evans. She's deceased. But, and my friend, my very good friend was Helen, mm-hmm. Helen Smith. And we knew each other. We met each other when I was about 6, 7, and she was probably 8. Mm-hmm. We have been friends that whole time. And we always talk. Whenever I go back to Beaumont, I made a point to call and go visit her. And even now, today, we talk pretty much every day.
Oh, that's very good. Mm-hmm. So the next question is, what was your first job? Like, as a kid, what was your first job?
Okay. My first job was, I had graduated from high school. Mm-hmm. I worked in the Smart Shop. It was a clothing store. Mm-hmm. And I worked there for about maybe 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was gift wrapping and a lot of little odd jobs. And, you know, basically the maid there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any other jobs or occupations as you grew up and became an adult?
Yeah. Yes. As I became an adult, I moved to Houston after I married. Mm-hmm. And I worked 1 year. I got a job similar to the one that I had in a dress shop. I worked there for about a year. Then a year or so, and after my daughter was born, I got a job at St. Elizabeth Hospital. Mm. And I was fortunate enough with the nuns and stuff there that was over that hospital. I went into a class with x-ray technicians. Mm. So I studied that, and I became registered in 1960. And in 1961, I had three small babies by then, mm-hmm. but I still went to school, and I was registered in 1961.
Okay. The next question is, how did you meet your spouse and describe your relationship with him? Where did y'all meet? Like, how long were y'all together?
We met in Beaumont. We met at a little ice cream parlor. Well, I guess it was a little breakfast. We went up there after mass. on Sunday, and he had just gotten out of the service, and he and a couple of his friends were in there. We walked in, me and a couple other girls, and that's where I met him. And we dated a year and a half before we got married.
Just next question. So as I mentioned before, you had 7 kids. Would you say, like, how hard was it raising all of them at one time?
Well, that's a good question. It was very hard, but I did have help. My mother, unfortunately, she lived in Beaumont. I didn't have much help from her as for raising them, but my husband was a big help. Their dad was a big help. I worked for a long time in the evening, or the evening shift, and when he came home from work, he got here about 4:30. Then I would go like 5:30 or 6, depending on what time he came home, until 11:30. And I did that for a long time, between almost through the rest of them.
Okay. Next question. Who influenced you most throughout your life, whether it was mom, dad? Did you have multiple people that influenced you? Or
my mother influenced me a lot. First of all, she made sure that I was brought up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. She stressed church and God a lot. Mm-hmm. To always keep God in your life and, you know, to depend on him for everything, most things. And through the years with the kids, she was always so helpful with me. She would come and stay. Of course, she was here like every year or so when I gave birth to another child, but she would come and stay and help me and told me and taught me a lot of things that I didn't know about children. And she was really very helpful. She was just a big influence in my life, and I thank her for that.
Okay. The next question is, do you have any regrets, like anything that till this day, like, keeps you up at night, like any regrets that you have?
I didn't understand.
Do you have any regrets that you have?
Oh, no. I don't have any regrets.
Zero.
No regrets. No,
you don't want nothing. You don't want to change anything.
I wouldn't want to change anything.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
I didn't have a perfect life. Of course, nobody has a perfect life, but I struggled for a while for different things, financially and all that kind of stuff. I went through that. But it helped me to grow and be better and stronger as the years went by. No, I wouldn't change anything. I don't regret anything.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so throughout all the things that you have accomplished in life, what would you say you're most proud of?
My children. My 7 children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. I am most proud of them.
Okay, so last question. In conclusion, if any, what advice do you have for me? What advice do you have for me?
My advice to you is to continue to be a nice, kind young man. I want you to be a Christian. I want you to keep God in your life. I'm happy that you're going to St. Thomas, which is a Catholic school, which helps with that. And I would like to tell you that I want you to study hard and do everything you can so you can go to college. That's important nowadays. Go to college and have a career in something. And when you finish, just be good at it. Whatever it is, just be good at it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.